Rita Mae Brown has two books out at present, A Nose for Justice, the first in a new series of mysteries, and Animal Magnetism, an autobiography subtitled My Life with Creatures Great and Small. Brown made it clear her approach with young people might be different than other speakers they've heard.
You know, whenever anybody gets up to speak to young people, they always tell you this stuff about, oh, the future's yours, you have this long future in front of you, and all this stuff, as though you're empty vessels into which those of us who are older than dirt are going to pour in great wisdom. Well, I don't know about that. Your future could be 2 minutes. Nobody ever knows. But the point is, you've already lived 14, 15, 16, 17, or 18 years. That's a fairly significant amount of time. You already know a lot.
Noting the academic reputation of the Governor's School, she congratulated the students for getting in and thriving, but she cautioned,
"You're here because you're able to master intellectual material. In other words, you're book smart. But I have known people that were book smart that really were dumber than a Mud fans. I mean, we all have known this. So there are other things that maybe if you look at, it will actually make what you have to do tomorrow and 10 years from now a little easier. Okay, we know you're smart, but what about your temperament?"
Something, she said, that should be considered when choosing a career.
Some people are very forgiving of others. Some aren't. Some people are what I call injustice collectors. They remember every terrible thing that ever happened to them. Somewhere in this spectrum, you fall. Some of you get energy from others. You really do, and others are exhausted. You need a couple hours by yourself to recharge. So your temperament is part of what will make you successful.
Brown talked about the way men and women relate in our society and about the snags women and minorities still endure. On the subject of education, she praised hard work.
"My generation has failed you. We have cynically abandoned you because we've made school much too easy. You should sweat bullets when you're doing your Latin declensions and conjugations. You should really worry about trigonometry and what you do beyond that, because we weaken you by not giving you severe tests and maybe worried about your self-esteem. Self-esteem comes from mastering the material. And people who say they want to make life easier for you are actually crippling you. It should be hard."
Brown condemned drugs and alcohol abuse and offered advice to people who feel overwhelmed.
"If everyone in this room, myself included, put all of our troubles up here on this stage, and you could see what everybody's troubles were, you'd fight to get yours back."
Touching on her well-known love of animals, Rita Mae Brown reiterated a favorite theme: we can learn from them.
"How many of you have cats? How many of you have dogs? Okay. How many of you have ever gotten anybody to feed you on time, give you the best seat in the house, and tell you every day how wonderful and glorious you are? So who's smarter, you know?"
John Ogle, WCVE News.